But it was so hot day. Is that, is it was some problem for you?
No.
No problem? You can do like this? Tomorrow, we will go in morning, just like today, and we can return about 2 or 3 here, some more, and we will take bath, our breakfast at about 10 on the bank of Jamuna, on Brahman Ghat, where Krishna took some earth in his mouth and saw just Yashoda Devi, all Brahmand there. So we will go there, meet anyone kind. Like they can take bath there also. It is somewhat laborious thing, somewhat suffering, but yet we'll have to be suffer. But we will get something gain in Paramartha. To have the Krishna prema, it is not ordinary thing, easy. So we'll have to do something. We'll have to suffer something. Otherwise we cannot. I heard that someone has kept their bead bag here, there, and someone had changed or taken. Can you tell that whose bead bag had been changed? No. Don't want cold.
No.
And it has some water.
I have been trying it. She has bought it for you. I told her not to have
water. Don't give water. No. It will. I will have cold.
I told her. But it's from this girl, from this devotee.
Had
in Champakalata's room. Somebody took hers by mistake and left this bead bag. Champakalata.
So who has done? Whose bead bag is this? Who went on the Champakalata room and changed? Tomorrow, yesterday also I heard some complaint that anyone has taken. If it is changed, if anything goes here and there, hope, bring. Is Champakalata? May I see? Where? I will punish. If it is done, I will punish him. And I will take a utsav for all devotees.
Your mother?
Whose?
Yeah,
this is?
There a key on it?
This is the same thing? Where is Champakalata? And this is? This is? And yours? Then I will take a mahotsav for these things. And whose this is? Who is the master of this? Anything is changed, anything is lost, anything is received, new, then tell me. Or Naveen, or Prenath, any of them. And it should be corrected. Returned. Yes. You can hear, anyone can hear, and then you should declare that this has been lost, this has been changed. Anything you.
Who's? I've lost person.
His? Whose is this? If anyone's, then they can come.
Who's there to give it some?
Take.
Waiter. Who's?
Huh?
He has to see himself also.
अच्छा छोड़ योर्स हैं व्हाट यू सर्टेन बदर इफ इट इज योर्स यू कैन टेक अदरवाइज बी साइलेंट एंड सिट डाउन So anything you मैंने जो मिलता है मैंने you get anything at once remit so oh from Mathura Mathura is a big business for this They all come and they see that it is good when they take it and give it in thief market, black market. So you should keep your shoes, your luggage very carefully. And don't make me worry for this. Try to surakshit apne aap rakhe. You should try to take care of all of it. Especially your money. It may be that some thief and pickpockets can follow you and they can take in a moment. So your passports, your if money, keep it very careful. I think that your passport and other papers should not be taken out in our parikrama. You can remit here to anyone. So be careful for all these things. Tomorrow we will go to, in the morning, we will go to Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Mathban, Mansarovar, Belban, Mahaban, Gokul, Brahmandaghat, Rabal, Lohban. So many. And we will explain the pastimes of Krishna there. After that, we will give rest for three or four days here. Then, on fifth, we may go another place. Today, we went first to Talban. We explained the Harikatha there. After that we came Madhuban. In Madhuban we were told the pastimes of Ramchandra. Shatrughna ji, he killed Lavanasura. And he made this city Mathura. Established Mathura city. Also we told the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. It was done in Mathura. Also we told that the pastimes of Krishna, cowherding there, and also how Baldev came and became black. He was of golden color. Also we told the story of Dhruva and how he did austerities and Bhagavata Aradhana and how he took the darshan of Narayana. When he took the darshan of Narayana and Narayana vanished giving his benediction that you will be the king of whole world, then he began to weep. Because he had the benediction, only he will get kingdom, worldly things. He could not have a prayer that your bhakti should come out. So he was cheated. So even Bhagavat Aradhana, Bhagavat Bhakti we are doing, and we are thinking to have any benefit, worldly benefit, like wife, wealth and reputation and everything. Krishna easily can give and cheat them. If you are chanting Hari name, we are doing bhakti, we are doing parikrama. But if there is any worldly desire, then everything will be spoiled. So only we should pray Krishna. Braj Dham, all the places of pilgrims, that we want to serve you, you want to serve your beloved Srimati Radhika. We don't want anything, even Vaikuntha, even not Dwarka, even not Mathura, anything. Then we came to Kumudvan, and I told this story in a very brief, where Krishna used to play in that forest, in the ponds and cones there were so much kumud flower, lily flower. The water was so pure that all the cows, all the friends, they give to take water and drink. And he used to take bath and he used to play so many pastimes. After the day, you went to Bahulavan. I think that you have heard the story, what he narrated there. You remember what he told? You should know that there are two pastimes there. One of the sakhis of gopis, whose name was Bahula, he said that he is the wife of Krishna, but not wife, but sakhi. He used to live there, so beautiful, sweet and so qualified. She wanted to take darshan of Krishna. He was so feeling so much separation that once Krishna left all the gopis, alone he went there and met with that Bahula Sakhi. Then he was so much glad to see Krishna. Then he prayed that, I want to serve your most beloved gopis. I want to serve them. So please give me benediction that I may serve forever all the gopis. So this is called Bahulaman. Another story you have perhaps heard, that there is a very most beloved cow of Krishna. She used to live there. After the pastimes of Krishna, when Krishna entered into his aprakrit lila. Once that cow was grazing, and in that Krishna Kunda, he went to drink water. At once a very ferocious tiger or lion attacked her. She began to weep and told, I promise you that there is my very little child. I want that you should give up me and I will go and I will give the milk to that my boy and then I will return sure. He told that I can never give up you. If you go and you will not come, she promised that I must return. Then he left and she went there. She was a Brahmin's cow. So he began to weep and he went to his mate with his calf. She told that you should drink so much water, milk as you can, because this is the last day of your taking milk, because I promised to a lion that I will return to him and he will eat me. He told that I will not take the milk. I will go there. You should be here. Instead of you, I am going. Anyhow, Brahmin, the master of cows, heard this news. And he told that, oh, don't you go, I will go. Because you are my cow, I am your master. So first I should be taken. I am going there and he will eat me. And after he can eat me. So please, you should be here with your cough. She told him, no, I will have to go. So that cow with his cough went there, and also that Brahmin also went there. When they went there, the lion became so happy that I wanted to only take only one cow, but now I am seeing that a new calf and also Brahmin is here. I will eat them to my full stomach. And when he at once attacked them to kill them, at first cow prayed for Krishna, oh Lord Krishna, save me. At once Krishna came in Chaturbhuj Swarup and with his chakra he killed that lion. In remembrance of this story, in that mandir, by the side of that pond, Kund, Krishna Kund. You have seen that there is a lion, there is Brahmin, cows and calf. So if anyone takes the shelter of Krishna, and sincerely he will call Krishna, he will at once appear and solve all the things. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, it was a very beautiful forest. Creepers rolling
surrounding
the trees with so much flowers, fragrant flowers, birds. So much blossom there, blooming. Bees were hammering or humming. So many deers were jumping here and there. Cuckoos were singing, Radhe Radhe. Peacocks were dancing. Each tree is Sook and Shari. He and she parrots on the separate branches were sitting, and they were telling, one was telling, Radhe, Shari, she parrot, and he parrot, Krishna. Very beautiful. And quarreling each other, she parrot was telling, my Radha is superior than Krishna. And he parrot was denying and telling that Sri Krishna is more superior than Srimati Radhika. Radhika is subordinate to Krishna, and she parrot was telling, no, Krishna is subordinate to my Aradhya Devi, Srimati Radhika. Parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful. She parrot told, answered, he is beautiful, but when he is with Radha, otherwise he is not born. Not beautiful. He is only black. But when Srimati Radhika is there, and the reflection of Srimati Radhika's color comes on the Krishna, then he, Krishna, is so beautiful, manmath and manmath. Otherwise, he is Madan Mohan, Madan Mohita. Then he parrot told, Krishna is decorated with peacock's feather. Yes, you know why? Because my Ishwari name Radha is written on that, in peacock feather. If you will see that the name of Radhe, it is written on there. So Krishna is taking on his head. Then he parrot told that Krishna is so beautiful, and his the mukut of Krishna, what? Crown, having the peacock feather, is bending towards, and Krishna is looking so beautiful. Then she told, do you know why? Because that crown with peacock feather is inclined towards Srimati Radhika to touch the feet of Radhika. Then he parrot told, Krishna sound and his beautiful swar, sound of flute is so melodious. Then she parrot told that if Radhika sings in seventh tune, then Krishna flute and Krishna voice becomes so low. So they were quarreling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing all these things, tears were coming to in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was trembling. He was weeping. At once he saw that she parrot and he parrot, they came together on the same branch, and they told that we should try to compromise. He parrot told. Then she parrot was agree. Oh, yes, we should not quarrel among us. We should have compromise. Then what compromise? She parrot asked her, what type of a compromise you want? Because you should tell, I will be agree. Then they agreed that both are beautiful if they are together. But anyhow, Srimati Radhika is more. He told me, yes, I agree. I agree. Then compromise was. At once a deer came and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was weeping, trembling, and calling, oh Krishna, where you are. The deer think that it is my previous Krishna. She at once came with her husband and began to चाटने लगा कृष्ण महाप्रभु का अंग बिगन टू लाइक लिखिंग लिखिंग बिगन टू लिखिंग विथ हेल्प चैतन्य महाप्रभु सम बर्ड्स केम सी पैरोट एंड पैरोट्स दे सैट ऑन द सोल्जर ऑफ Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, soldier or shoulder, on the shoulder of Krishna, and singing melodiously. Peacocks came and surrounded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They thought that he has changed his color, but he's same Krishna. She began to do. Yeah, ke ka, they began to shout and dance. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and feeling. And hearing all these things, she fell flat on the earth and began to roll. Oh Krishna, where you are. So this place is what place? Bahulavan. I think they had told all these stories there.
No.
Not like
very brief. Very short.
What?
Somebody was telling there was also Rasa Stali, some Adi Rasa and Puna Rasa Stali.
It may be that it was a very secret place, heavy jungles, and Krishna had play on flute there and calling all the gopis. It may be Rosh, no harm. But anyhow, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all our books has written by like this. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also has written like this. There are so many villages where we could not go because the bus cannot go there. But there are so many villages. All the villages have the same name as Krishna pastime was. We left one village. Perhaps you have passed through that. That was Chattikara. Heard that?
Yes.
Chattikara. In the way, when you mold towards Bahulavan, from Mathura going, after Vrindavan road, Chattikara. Chattikara means Chattikara. Teek Shabda. There is a Shabd Teek in Hindi. Teekana. Teekana means to stay there. Krishna and Baldev with his father and mother, when they were at the age of 3.5, all the gopis left and gopis left gop and gopi left Gokul Mahavan, and they came to this Vrindavan. and stayed for about 4-5 years there. And from there, Krishna used to do cow grazing. Kali Nag, you know, demon, Kaliya demon. Krishna danda diya usko, punished him from there. Rasa was also from there, Krishna used to come. Vrindavan was not a place of staying there, not like a village, but it was a very deep forest where Bansi Bhatt and Seva Kunja, Nidhuban, all the places. He used to come to play with Sakha and with Sakhis, not staying there, no village at all. Village was Chattikara. And after, at that time, there is a place Ral near Bahulaban, Ral, where Raval, the father of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, with his all family and also with Srimati Radhika, used to live there, near to Chattikara. We have not gone. But we are doing pranam from here. From there they used to go to Radha Kunda, Surya Kunda and all other places. We have crossed anywhere, passed through that village, Datiha. Datiha means the place where Dantabhakra came and attacked Mathura. And he was killed by Krishna. That place. And after that, Krishna went to Gokul and he took all the gop and gopis and entered in Aprakat Brajalila. And his one manifestation, Dwarkanath, went to Dwarka. And after that, he also left Dwarka and he entered in Golok with all his associates. So Datiha. There is a village named Maghara, Maghera. What is called Maghera? Maghera. When Krishna and Baldev Prabhu were taken by Akrur to Mathura, all Gopa and Gopi were feeling so much separation. The band began to weep loudly, so loudly. They told that we will never return to our homes. We will die here until Krishna comes. So they waited there and cried there. And they were saying that when Krishna comes, always seeing towards Krishna, when he will come towards Mathura. Because at that time Krishna was here. Feeling so much separation, always waiting. They were watching for Krishna, so this place is Maghera. There is also places, Shantanu Kunda. We will go to Govardhan through that way. Shantanu Kunda. You know Shantanu, who was Shantuni? The father of Bhishma Pitamaha. He wanted to worship Krishna, that is why he left his palace and came to this Brajmandal, and that place near Jamuna. At that time Jamuna was flowing that through that, and he was there and he was doing aradhana of Krishna, to have a darshan of Krishna. So there is a Madhuri Kunda where Krishna with all the gopis played on the sound, played on beautiful sound of float. And everything there was so madhur, so sweet. So this is called Madhuri Kunda. So many places these are. Now you should do pranam to all the places that they should manifest their mercy in our heart. So really we can, so we should really have Krishna Prem by their the dust of that places. You should not think that this is a general this ordinary place. All are Sachidananda. They have power to give anything like Krishna. They are also Sachidananda. I think that whole pastimes places are like Baladev Prabhu. Baladev Prabhu has transferred himself into the dham. So we should try to pray to Baladev Prabhu that you should bestow your causeless mercy. Sometimes it may do offense by joking. Sometimes offense are made, and after that usually. So don't try to joke anyone. Especially lady devotees should not joke with any male, and male should not joke with any lady devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned strictly. This tongue can do anything wrong. You know, perhaps Ramchandra was in Dandakaranya, following the promise of his father. Ram, Lakshman and Sita were there in Panchavati of Dandakaranya. Understand? Once Raman sent Marich in the shape of golden deer. Sita was charmed. She prayed her husband that I want to have this golden deer. I have never saw any deer like this. So I want. And if it is not
alive,
anyhow, I want his
skin.
I will give it to Bharat or Kaikai. Ramchandra, Lakshman told that, I have doubt in this. Any deer cannot be like so beautiful. Anything I see that there is something shadyantra, conspiracy in this. So I am not have no faith on this. Belief. Anything doubt. Ram told that don't care. Don't doubt. I'm going, you should protect Sita here. Anyhow, I'll bring, whether in life or whether in death, he's dead. I'll surely bring it. And he persuaded. Deer went very far away, and when Ram shot arrow, and he was dying, then he became demon in the shape of, and told, in the same form and same voice, like Ramachandra. Oh Lakhan, oh Lakhan. The sound came in the ear of Sita ji, and Sita ji was so much worried for this. O Ram Tam Chandra. Anyhow, he is attacked by any demon, and so he had called Lakshman. He told Lakshman, at once go to save your brother. I am so worried for you. Lakshman told that, don't be worried. I know Ram. Anyone can attack, and anyone cannot do anything of Ram. So be pleased here. But Sita told them, no, you should go at once and say, he is dying, because he has called like dying words. Lakshman told, don't worry, I will not go because Ram has told me to protect you. I am here to protect you. Sita told that, oh, you want to marry me? Ram should be killed and you will be my husband. It cannot be. I will die by poison, or I will burn myself in fire, but I cannot live with you. I know that you are a CID of Bharat and Kaikai. Then Lakshman became so worried. Why he is telling so? He could not be here. He told, yes, I don't know what will be done. And repeatedly she was telling. And he began to weep. That I know that you are a very cruel person. And you have come to cheat Ram. You have come to murder Ram. I cannot bear these things. And began to weep. Lakshman told, I don't know what will be the result. I am going, but one thing I am doing, I am giving a line, protection line. And you should not cross this line in any way. And saying, he went away. So he did some fault to Lakshman. Lakshman was Baladev Prabhu. He has no lust, but she told, because she was Maya Sita, not original Sita. And that is why he has done offense, because he abused Lakshman. So for this, Lakshman went, and suddenly Ravan came and he took away Sita. If Lakshman was there, no Sita was stolen and no Raman at all. But only by the words of Sita, all was done. And very big war came, Ravan became. So you should try to control your tongue. You know that only 1 minute. You know also the fact. Draupadi tell. Bas 1 minute. Draupadi told to Duryodhan, you are son of blind and you are also blind. You are not seeing whether is water and where is land. And he became furious and he pratigya kiya. He promised that I should surely take revenge of this. And big fighting was done and Kaurav and Pandav both were destroyed. So try to check, control your tongue. Don't tell anything what you want. See that what will be the effect of this. If you can check your tongue, you can do bhajan easily. You should remember the second day slok tomorrow. If I will have time, I will tell something. Go, Praman.